Oh, I'm so excited to finally record this 100th episode. I've been waiting for too long. In fact, for the fact that we stopped at 98 last season bugged me so much, Steve.
I know. And I mean, you tweeted about it all summer long, how much you hated that we finished at 98.
I'm so frustrated. But here it is. We're at episode 100. We get to go in. We're finally at the Carnivore Theology Community Church and Steakhouse, getting ready to sit down in our luxurious worship hall and actually just record one of these episodes. We earned it. We earned it, boys. We earned it. Speaking of boys, where the heck is Chad? He was supposed to meet us here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. We'll go in. We'll get the stuff set up so that we can record. And
we'll get Chad's favorite pint poured for him. He'll be along.
There you go. Okay, Steve. Steve, after you.
Okay. Hey!
Man, okay, what is that?
Okay,
that's never happened before.
Airlock sealed.
When did we get security doors installed?
We should be allowed in. This is our place. What is going on here?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Who's that? Is that Chad?
If you'll turn your attention to the one-way glass behind you, I would like to cordially welcome you to the Meat Grinder.
The Meat Grinder.
The Meat Grinder.
The Meat Grinder.
What? No! We do the Meat Grinder! What are you talking about?
I am the only one who does the Meat Grinder. Come on!
I was told that you guys had special ideas for this show. Well, the Meat Grinder is a biblical knowledge and personal integrity examination to see if you two are worthy of bringing your ideas to the 100th episode of Carnivore Theology. This is no ordinary episode, Al. This one is special. And I'm just frankly not sure if you're worthy to be in the same room with me.
Welcome to Carnivore Theology, a podcast that covers hot topics, current events, and answers your questions to help you grow from milk to meat into wise, skilled, world-changing followers of Jesus Christ. Here's Dr. Chad Graham, Pastor Al Degeneau, and your host, Steve Bastian.
Oh, that hurts.
Wait, both doors are sealed. I can't even leave. I want to leave in a huff, and I can't.
No, you cannot leave. You're between pressure relief doors.
Do I get a free pass in? Because you're talking to Al by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it's primarily about Al, but I thought, you know, it's really important to me that all people are treated with procedural fairness. So I've been taking administrative law, and you have to treat people the same.
So the fact that you came with me is the problem.
Yeah, it's the fact that you came in with
him. Once again, being Al's friend is the downer.
It doesn't work out. Doesn't work out.
So for this episode of Carnivore Theology's Meat Grinder, I'm going to be asking these two guys some really important questions that dissect their theology. They must answer honestly and quickly. Whatever comes to mind. Indecisiveness, of course, will be seen as a weakness.
See, Chad, it's not as easy as it looks. Come on.
And the best part is that I do, in fact, control the air that goes between those doors.
Oh.
So should you answer what I feel to be subpar, Chad? We won't have to worry about you interfering with the episode.
Oh, you say, can you control the air? Have you taken your Lactaid today?
This is. Is that what that means?
I'm gonna sit back, drink my coffee, and ask a few questions. Who's first?
I'm first. I'm ready.
All I have to do is do better than Al. Good. Got it.
All right. Al, answer the following questions honestly and quickly.
Gunka.
You will be asked 10 questions. Question number one begins. Wesley, Whitfield, or Teresa of Avalon?
Whitfield.
Ooh, good answer. Yes. Your preference? Beard beads or Christmas lights?
Oh my gosh, that is so hard. You know what? I'm going to have to go with Christmas lights.
Communion? White or red juice?
Only juice, of course. And I'm going to have to go with red. Red. Yeah, no, red. Yeah.
Will there be vegans in heaven?
Oh, oh man, that's I mean, if it, Psalm 23, I will be seated at the table with my enemies. I'm going to go with a solid maybe. A solid maybe. Probably. Jesus' grace is quite amazing, so I'm going to go with solid maybe.
If you had to pick one non-biblical book other than Wayne Grudem's Systematic Theology, what would it be?
Just a desert island or just to prop up a door?
Desert island.
What am I doing with desert that island. Book? Desert island? Okay, I'm going to go with Pilgrim's Progress. Absolutely 100%.
That's an excellent progress. Choice.
Yeah.
All right. Flames or senators?
Well, not the flames. I couldn't actually do that.
That's indecisiveness.
I was waiting for Oilers, and I'm just stunned by the options. I'm like, okay.
Yes, this is called the death meat grinder, not the wussy softball answers. All right, fine. That's gonna be a big negative. Favorite bacon flavor.
Oh, apple smoke. Absolutely. Apple smoke. But if you take that one, take an apple smoke and you cook it a little bit too long, you throw it into a, take that out and then you throw it into a pan with maple syrup and you actually caramelize the maple syrup, throw in the bacon on top of the caramelized maple syrup, turn it over twice, put it onto a plate, let it cool so that it actually candies over top. That is my favorite flavor of bacon.
All right. Well, that seems to be a bonus point there. communion. Before, after, or independent of baptism?
Oh, before. Absolutely before.
Communion before baptism?
Communion before baptism, yes. You can have communion, and then you should get baptized.
Yes. Okay,
No! No!
All right, Al. Big questions. Two more left. Question number 9. Wonder Woman or Supergirl?
Supergirl, 100%. Love Supergirl so much. That show is awesome.
All right. And now, for a personalized question selected just for Elle.
These have all felt pretty personal.
Unlike any of the other ones. They say, if you can't do, teach. Is a pastor a teacher?
Yes. Yes, I'm a quipper of the brethren to do the good works that God has set them out to do, and therefore I don't have to do them. That's what the Bible says.
That sounds that's about what, right. Yep, all right, let's put those answers through the meat computer thing.
Well, okay, now I'm nervous because Chad doesn't know how to use a computer. All right.
I think I pushed this button over here.
Next to the air release valve. All right.
It's not working.
All right.
Oh, here
well,
we go.
Thank you for tallying me different than Steve. I appreciate not putting in the same answers at the same time. That would be a problem.
Okay, well, I can't figure out how to work the computer, so I'm just going to have to make a personal judgment. I see we got a minus one for that, plus one for that. Actually, I think Elliot gets two on about 52%. Like, that's 2% higher than I thought he'd get. So,
just like in seminary.
We'll release one of those doors.
Run, Steve! Go! Go! Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry, Steve's trapped. Too slow. All right. Elle, you've made it in, but Steve, I'm sorry, Elle and I might have to do without you. In fact, if I can't figure out how to make these doors work again, you might be in there for the whole episode.
Oh, not again.
All right. Well, Steve, welcome to the meat grinder. You're a personal test of my vindictiveness.
I'm just surprised the ceiling isn't closing down on me like you like to do.
This is going downhill, man.
All right, you ready?
I'm always ready.
Youngie Cho, Joel Osteen, or Amy Semple McPherson?
Okay, the only name I know is Joel Osteen, and I don't like Joel Osteen, so what was the first guy again?
Youngie Cho.
Youngie Cho?
Or David Cho.
I like that name, sure.
All right, well, they're all heretics, so Steve picked a false teacher. So
the right answer was none.
Okay. The right answer was none of the above. So that's a negative for Steve so far. All right.
Okay.
All right. Clean shaven or soul patch?
Soul patch.
All right.
That was even hard.
At least it's a little bit of hair.
Communion. Dry little wafers, or single loaf of bread that everyone sticks their grubby little hands into.
Oh, the little wafers by far. I don't even trust myself after touching this box.
Yeah, everybody goes and shakes hands and they go grab that bread. That's gross.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't do the fellowship time before you do the grabbing of the bread. All right. Now, this is a really critical answer. Will there be school administrators, straighters, in heaven?
I hope not. I hope to have some free time.
You hope to graduate. That's good.
I want my own personal cloud to put my behind in and just sit back, man.
All right. Steve, if you were going to have to stay at Al's house for a week, pick one book other than the Bible that you would want to have with you.
Al's house for a week. I'll probably pick St. Augustine's City of God. You know, it's really big and long, and I have lots of excuses to get out and read the book.
Where's Steve?
Totally makes sense. All right, number six. This is a good one, Steve.
For dinner and then...
The sporting question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Oilers or Canucks?
I actually have to pick the Oilers or Canucks. They at least have a good hockey player on the team. One or two of them, right?
Yeah. He actually went for an answer. I just want to note that was very impressive.
I'm not indecisive at all.
That almost makes up for picking a heretic in the first question.
Good.
Now, Steve, this one's going to probably throw you quite a bit.
Okay.
Your favorite flavor of pie.
Oh, my favorite flavor of pie is the pie that my wife makes. It's a pumpkin pie where she gets like this walnut, granola-y stuff that she puts on top, and then a big pile of real whipped cream on top. It's
well, that is good.
She makes it every Thanksgiving, and I can't wait for like 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
Good answer.
Yep. All right.
You can't go wrong with my wife's pie. You can never go wrong with that
answer.
It's
amazing. She knew I liked pie, and she actually worked on different recipes until she found one that I'm like, do not ever touch the recipe. This is amazing.
She loves you. All right. Communion. Consubstantiation, transubstantiation, or spiritual presence?
Oh, this is going back to Bible college, man. I totally forget what those mean. Hey.
Don't be indecisive. Con, trans, or spiritual?
Spiritual, C.
Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Very good. Well done. Yeah.
I was just going by AC/DC. AC/DC on the test. So.
Yes.
Abacadabra.
All right. And of course, speaking of superhero sidekicks...
As you are to me, that's what he means.
Robin or Arthur?
Arthur!
Whoa!
Oh, man, I love the Tick.
The Tick. All right,
Spoon!
And now a personalized question for Steve. Montessori schools, a bunch of hippies, or the future of education?
Oh...
Why not both?
I was going to say, I would say a bit of both, for sure. That's some good things for Montessori. Kind of starts to fade out after grade 4 or 5. It gets a little tougher to, as a trained educator with the classically trained university system. So a bit of both.
There's only so many subjects you could do with hemp.
All right. Well,
you weave it. And there's other things that people do here, too, but I'm not good at that one, so...
Al, you're here now. Do you want to see if you can figure out how this computer thingy works?
Okay, hold on. Let me...
Uh-oh. Okay. That is not looking good for Steve.
Steve, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you I'm going to email you the ductwork plans that we put out together so you can get your way in here, get around the computer security, okay? So just do it like Die Hard style, where you just stick off your shoes and work your way through. We'll meet you on the inside, okay?
Can you slide up in the air vents a big thing of butter?
Yeah, I'm going to have to shoot through one of those I can't believe it's not butter cups
awesome.
That we have around here, and you just grease yourself up real good, and I'll meet you on the inside.
Okay.
No, Chad, turn on the AC. The HVAC will shoot him out like a bullet.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Is it my turn now?
We're in. Let's get this episode on the run. Right, Steve, somebody's got to give Steve some clothes.
Clothes, towel, keep that lighter away from me. okay, guys. This is the 100th episode. We're kind of looking back at a few things. We really appreciate that people have actually listened. Some people have listened to all 100 episodes. I mean, that's like 30 boring hours of listening to Al rant about things, and Chad just sounds smart. And then there's a few moments of highlight, so there's about an hour of good stuff in there, too. So I appreciate, you know, no, it's amazing. But for the 100th episode, we have a special contest. And if you're watching the video, woo-hoo! Here is a completed version of one of the prizes.
So nice.
Well, that looks so good, so Steve.
I colored it myself.
Oh, man.
Anyway, that is a 3D printed Carnivore Theology desk ornament.
Woo!
Yeah.
So cool looking. And we will send that to you.
Yes.
If you
share this episode, you comment on this episode, I'll even accept liking this episode.
Anything
to do with the 100th episode. The more you do, the more entries you'll get. And we have several of these ready to go. So I'll see if I even get more printed, if how many we'll get. But we got these ready to go. We will mail it to you, no cost to you, and you can have something personalized that Al and I made together. He did the cool designing.
It was a bit of a cost to you. You got to like or share or comment.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. Contest closes on Halloween.
Halloween.
Ooh. Halloween. So you've got lots of time to get this. So the contest closes Halloween. Just get it out there.
Absolutely.
That way your ornament will be there in time for Christmas in case you want to gift it to that special someone.
Yeah, and if you share the episode on Facebook or somehow like that, let me know that you've done that, and you'll get 10 times entries for that action.
Yeah, 10 times.
10 times.
Sharing is important.
Mm-hmm.
As Steve tells his kids, Jesus wants you to share.
Absolutely. Sure. We're a sharing, caring family. Okay.
All right, but there's something else.
There's something.
But wait, that's not all.
But wait, there's
there more. Is something new on the website, and it's for a limited time. It is a new merchandise store with new, backed by popular demand, t-shirts.
And mugs.
Mugs and a tote bag, right?
Yeah, and a tote bag and a sweater.
Yes.
I'm actually super pumped about the mug.
It's way better. They've really improved their system. It used to be you could only do a shirt. You couldn't even do a girl shirt. That'd be a whole different thing. But now you can do men's shirt, women's shirt.
Different colors. Sweater, you can choose the colors of all these things.
Lots of colors.
Steve's going to get one of each and wear the girl shirt on Tuesday, the boy shirt on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's great.
Chad, so, you're the only one that wears V-neck shirts.
But it's only on for 21 days. Okay?
Right.
It's only on for 21 days. So that means you have to make a decision, and you have to do it in 21 days.
Or
so
less.
Please, get out there.
Yep.
And it started yesterday, so there's probably only 20 days left.
It's a good deal.
Yep.
The shipping's not that bad. It'll help us out a little bit, but at the same time, we wanted to get more merch out there so you could wear it to your church and various events in your life.
Like your wedding, for example.
Like your wedding.
Any proceeds from the shirts, mugs, sweaters, tote bags is going to go directly to paying for our website costs and some of those hidden costs.
Ladies, why spend $5,000 on a wedding gown when you can spend $40 on a Carnivore Theology t-shirt?
Absolutely. Also, Steve was talking about having maybe another contest for people, like we did last time.
Dun, dun, dun.
Where if you're wearing your Carnivore Theology shirt and then you take a picture somewhere, then you could win some prizes, but we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, our last contest winner, Tim, sent us a thank you for all of his Dairy Queen meat and milk.
So, good, he should.
Yeah, so, okay.
He should.
There you go, Tim. You did the right thing.
Manners are important.
If we're going to spend 50% of our budget on one guy.
Okay, so this is how there's an episode. We're looking back at a few things. We're having a little bit of fun. So, Al, I know you worked very hard to do something special.
Did.
And I have no idea what you're doing. I'm a little scared, actually. Chad, did all he right. tell you what he was doing?
No, I've kind of ignored both you guys because Al sent me a thing saying don't look at anything so we're surprised or something. So I just took that as gospel truth. So, and I ignored
take it away, Al.
All right. So this is, I'm going to share my screen here with sound. And I want you to take a look at, or I want you to listen to this sound. And I want to preface this by saying, okay, listen, this is from the first episode. the very first episode. So I want you to listen to this and see, and then I want to get your thoughts on it.
Just to introduce ourselves and who we are and how we're connected. I'll actually throw this at Chad. Chad, why are you involved with this podcast, and how do you know Al?
Steve's coming a long way.
I'm primarily involved because I really like the pizza here at Chuck E. Cheese. But secondarily, because Steve and Al and myself have been friends for a long time, since we were all at NABC together, which became Taylor University College, which became defunct. And so really, none of us probably have actually graduated. But, or at least we're defunct. And we have carried on a friendship and a dialogue over the last, 15 years? And we talk about all kinds of things. And I think, from my perspective anyway, we just thought it would be fun to let people listen in to the interesting, quirky, and often helpful things we talk about.
Yeah, often helpful. You explained it well. Do you have any other comments on that, Al, that you would like to say about why are we doing this?
Well, these are sounds so bad. It started with an idea for me because we all got together one time. We were talking about how we all have these struggles. We all have these conversations. Wouldn't it be nice if we could go somewhere and listen to people, be able to talk about some of the issues that we don't hear talk about very often? You were talking about guys in your life that could really benefit from being able to find topics that actually are meaningful to them and that big questions and stuff. And I thought, well, why don't we try to do this? We talk about this stuff all the time. So let's record it and see if other people want to listen to it.
Yeah, that's exactly. You mentioned my motivation there. And, I'm around other people and they bring up these questions and I don't have the answer always.
Totally stole Steve's thunder.
Really want to be able to, as that verse
that happens
says,
all the time,
move them from milk to meat, and further that even in my own life. So.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah.
So basically, Steve, you're saying you get asked hard questions and you want to sound smart, so you're pooling everybody's intelligence together, and if the three of us can come up with an answer, you can claim it.
That's good.
You got it. Absolutely right. It's,
he started at the shallow end.
That has not changed. That has not changed.
The art of appearing wise is not always having the right answer. It's also being able to research and to present it as a real.
All right, so that was our mission when we set out on this thing. That was our mission, what we said we were going to do. What are your thoughts on that?
It's hard to talk to your computer and sound like you're smart.
Just leave
it. All right. Chad even noticed the sound quality, Al. Chad noticed the sound quality difference.
Yep, we definitely did. But at the same time, I thought it was amazing that after 100 episodes, our mission hasn't changed. Mm-hmm.
That's
what
awesome.
We're doing and why we're doing it has
no
not changed.
No mission creep. We are not the United States government.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Okay.
When we get involved in a war, we know what we're doing.
I wanted to hear what your thoughts were, but apparently you guys don't have very many.
No, we've come a long ways. I've definitely improved slightly in my question-asking ability.
You certainly have. That is 100% true.
And it's been fun, I think, to carry on the idea of having these conversations about important issues.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a highlight for me. I like to sit down and chat through, think through some of the stuff.
Yeah. I find it amazing people actually ask me questions, going, hey, have you ever figured this one out? And I actually go, oh, that's one of the episodes. I go home and look, and it's episode 93 or whatever. So
we've covered a lot. Yeah. Okay, you ready? We're going to do number two. So the question here is, what subject are we actually talking about? Okay.
Uh-oh.
I actually found that there is a place where you can get a prayer bibs. And so I've ordered one for myself, and the rest of this podcast is going to go particularly well because I have the special bib blessing.
I thought that was to catch your theological drool.
I did use the budget for this, so that was pretty much all we could afford. And I've ordered one for each of you guys that will be coming in the mail. The special prayer bib allows you to eat without having to say a prayer before your meal. It's already been done for you. It's basically a time-saving device.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That was from the Magic Handkerchief episode, was it not?
That was, yeah, that was the Magic Handkerchief episode.
We were talking about items that have special abilities, spiritual properties.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That could have been a contest. We could have asked people to answer.
I really don't want to.
Did Chad know?
I would not have worn the t-shirt.
Chad did not know.
I said that guy sounds like some kind of an idiot. I don't know who that was.
What's this moron rambling?
He's talking about his bib, his special bib.
That's right. Sounds like he's talking from a tunnel somewhere.
With his microphone not set up correctly again.
All right, you ready to listen to the third one? Okay, what do these clips? This is a bit of a longer clip. I want you to just. What do these clips have in common?
Yeah, there's no Switzerland in the spiritual realm.
There's no Switzerland. There you go. I'm getting that on a t-shirt.
Hey Al, what's that? What's that? Do you see a shimmering behind Steve over there?
Oh man.
What it looks like? It's like. Kind of a strange shape. It looks like.
What is
whoa,
that?
It looks like. Steve, is that something reaching up behind your back to grab
Steve.
It? Al, let's get out of here. Steve's. I don't know what's going on, but Steve's gone.
Steve's rum starts to sparkle. I'm out of here. Bye, Steve!
See ya!
Leave him behind! Go!
I think Steve was kidnapped by aliens.
Okay. And we're on top. Wow, is it ever cold up here?
Steve didn't make
okay,
it.
Okay, now I feel like we forgot something. I think we forgot Steve. Steve?
No, he might have fallen off. I heard a scream about halfway up. All right,
keep moving. Just keep moving. Okay, there goes. Okay, Steve's going up the ladder. That's good. Chad.
Yeah, let's. Hey, how's it looking, Steve? Let's get up there, man.
Chad. Yeah. Chad. Look at the front of the bow. Do you see it's the SS Bloodbath?
Bloodbath?
Bloodbath.
That's a weird name for a ship.
And I further inspect the fact that if you look up there, you see that black flag with the
skull and bones.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, this is a bad idea.
Why don't we just swim this, okay?
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, guys. Okay, they go. Got
see, see ya.
Hey.
Bye, Steve. Bye.
Come on back.
Leave him behind.
Hey, Why do they have sharp knives? Hi, guys. And nice peg legs. I turn wood. I could probably make you a few.
Okay, are we ready? Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go!
Go!
Those aren't raisins. Steve can't keep up with us. Keep going. They'll take
you.
Leave
him behind! Leave him behind!
Look in the eyes! They want you to look in the eyes. I'm
gonna
get you!
Oh, yeah!
Last time you were into this place, a butterfly landed on your head. You freaked out and you ran away. We're not doing that today, okay?
Let me hold the curtain open for you guys. Come on in.
There's another book! Okay, we're not sitting over there. We're sitting over there.
There are two sides. There's a beautiful garden walk to our left, and we've just entered into the butterfly conservatory. And I love this. Look at these beautiful wings. And they land on the fruit and they eat it. Is there a fruit on your head, Steve?
Is there another one on my head again?
Actually, there are four.
Get it off!
I'm out of here too! Leave him behind!
Wait, don't go out of the curtain before the butterflies come off your head! Hold them in, Al! Hold them in!
No! Leave him behind! Curious what you thought maybe the similarities were in those.
I didn't pick anything out.
Nothing? Nothing,
well,
nothing
actually,
stood out to you?
Yeah, no. There was a theme in L.
Yeah, that's what Al did all through college. Hey, leave Steve behind. He's not cool. Leave him behind, right? Yeah.
That sounds like some poor friends, just some kind of cruel
people.
Okay. I don't know who
they are. Jerkwads.
Let's try to toll up how many times we've killed Steve over the last 100 episodes, and I'm pretty sure I came up with at least 5.
Yeah. So have you played that clip for your kids? Because I know they quite enjoy the death of Steve in the episodes.
they absolutely do. It's some of their favorite stuff. In fact, they just they'll listen to the first part, and then they'll listen to the last part of an episode. Just skip the whole
middle
bit.
Steve dies.
Yeah.
I love you guys, too.
Yeah. All right, well, that was my thing. Yeah. I just wanted to take a little trip down memory lane with you and see what you guys thought.
In fact, I think those are the three most important things about carnivore theology. Why we started, I forget what the second one was, I'm sure it was important, and then how Steve dies all the time.
It may be
I
some
believe
of
the second one was the subject we talk about.
Oh, yes. That's the part I always forget.
Yeah.
To find out more about Carnivore Theology, get some custom merchandise, download bulletin inserts and posters, or send us some ideas about topics you'd like us to cover, visit our website at www.carnivoretheology.com. For even more Carnivore Theology content, check out our CT Shorts video series on our YouTube channel. If you like what we're doing, please share us with your church and friends. Like us on Facebook and rate us on iTunes. And as always, we encourage you to connect with your local biblical church and keep your eyes on the cross.
And now for a quick clip from our latest CT Short. Check out our CT Shorts on our YouTube page, youtube.com/carnivoretheology.
Are you like me, and you've completely worn out your carnivore theology shirt? I'm cold all the time. Whenever I'm wearing this shirt, I'm cold. It's so thin. It's worn out. Carnivore Theology has a solution for you. We are now on our merchandise link on our webpage. You can go and order yourself a new t-shirt. You can get hold of these t-shirts in multiple colors, all kinds of sizes. They even fit the plus body size like me. And we also have other merchandise. We have coffee cups and things like that. So all the proceeds from any of purchasing of this does go towards paying for our website and things like that. So we appreciate any help, but check out the new shirts. They got a new slogan on the back, and I'm planning on getting myself a new shirt so I'm not cold all the time.